hey, talking about C's, we are here with CU 2.0, Kirk Drake and Chris Odie. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much for asking. How are you?
We're good. I love this city. I think this is my 21st GAC.
Wow. Is that
So it's safe to say I know my way around a little bit.
Okay,
you don't look old enough for that.
Oh, ouch. It's here all week. Try the
Thank
meal.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Tip your waitress. Hey, last time I saw you, we were on the other side of the planet.
Yes, we were.
So
yeah, we were in Hawaii.
Cool.
Yep.
Pretty cool visit.
That was much different than Washington, D.C.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But this is good, too. Yeah, same weather. Yeah, it's just like, you know, plus or minus 50 degrees, you know. That's all right. Hey, let's talk about CU 2.0 and the latest goings-on at this.
Sure,
It's like, from a book, it's now like everywhere now.
Yeah.
It's blossoming into this enterprise.
Yeah.
So who wants to go first and fill us in?
I'll tell you how we formed it.
All right.
Me and Kirk and Paul Fiore, our other partner at CU 2.0,
mm-hmm.
we were the CU Wallet team. And when CU Wallet was purchased by CUSG,
mm-hmm.
we kind of stood around and looked at each other like, okay, what now?
We got to find some other CU thing to do.
Exactly. That's all we know.
And not
so.
See you later.
So, you know, we know we work together, right? I know that. But he's got the details down pat, right? He's got a playbook for, you know, how to get dressed in the morning and a playbook for how to drive a car. And yeah, he's very detail-oriented, and I'm not. So we play well together, and then we've got Fiore in the background who's vetting all the fintech companies and bringing them to us. And we're a good team. We work well together.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, let's just take Kirk's idea of the book, which has a million great ideas in it, and let's bring that to credit unions, and let's bring that to fintech companies and see what we can do.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, because it's really taken off, right, Kirk?
It's doing great.
Good.
Yeah. Beyond whatever my expectations were. So.
Yeah, we have about 1,500 individual credit union employees as part of our Facebook 2.0 strategist group.
I've seen that.
Yeah, we've got coming up on a dozen clients on the credit union side almost as many on the fintech side. We'll be speaking at 13 events between now and the end of the year.
And the most exciting one, last week I got booked to keynote behind Cal Ripken.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So 1,500 people at the conference. I'm super excited.
Wow,
so,
very cool.
Yeah.
Congrats on that.
A little scared too.
Congrats on it. Well, I mean, tell people, for the few out there who may not know what CU 2.0 is, tell them what it's all about and all the branches that have come from the book.
So really, I was sitting around in a bad situation probably 4 or 5 years ago and really kind of thinking about what I wanted to do with the rest of my career.
Mm-hmm.
Young guy, but like, you know, it's sort of one of those, you know, soul searching moments, and really decided that I kind of felt like for most of us that ended up in credit unions is accidental, right? We didn't necessarily intend to be in this industry. It just kind of happened.
You're right. You're right.
And then we get here and we're like, this is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this undercurrent going, which was, well, I had some other mission, purpose, vision that I was, some track that I was on. And either you're trying to kind of get back into that. Maybe you're an ex-banker and you're trying to turn your credit union into a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're, you know, someone who's on, you're trying to be better at call center and you ended up at a credit union call center.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows, whatever it is. And
right.
So you have this thought process going in your head kind of very subtly, second guessing yourself, and maybe I want to do something outside of credit unions long term. I was in that same category after spending 20 years in credit unions, and I just really started to think about it. So why have I stayed in credit unions as long as I have? Why do I love them? And I came up with a whole list of reasons, and I said, you know, this is really an awesome place to work with the impact we make on members' lives, the people in the industry. I don't have to deal with any jerks. Like, it's just I've done business outside the industry other than this class.
just one.
and so really looking at that and going, you know, really, if I think I need to double down and be intentional about, I'm very big on intent and mindfulness, and said, you know, what if I change my attitude instead of running this second inner monologue of why don't I do something outside of credit unions? Why don't instead I just be really intentional and said, you know, for the next 10, 20 years, I'm just going to be 100% focused on how I can make a difference in this industry.
Right on.
How can I impact that? And I started really thinking about that with some of our credit union clients at Ongoing Operations and said, you know, why did you move to the cloud? Why did you do that? And overwhelmingly, I kept getting back, we want to spend a lot more time building digitally engaging e-branch solutions,
really?
Technology-driven member experiences. And when I asked them about them later on, they just hadn't made much progress. And so I started saying, well, why not? And they said, well, we don't know where to start. It's like, oh, that's an easy problem to solve anywhere to start.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. That's how one entrepreneurs step. Work.
You exactly.
Just, you got a big gigantic pile. You got to eat an elephant. You just got to eat one bite at a time, right? And so, so I can help on that piece. And then what if, you know, I said, what if I gave you like a playbook, because I'm super process oriented around
what
has worked with Ogo, with CU Wallet, with, you know, 10, 20 other businesses that I've been involved with, and the collective experience of failure, right, of the what hasn't worked, you know, along the way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, exactly.
As long as you learn from it.
Exactly. And said, why don't I put this together as a, you know, set of notes. And as I started working on that, I said, yeah, I think there might actually be a book here. I've never really wanted to write a book. That was not a goal at all. But geez, that would be really interesting. And so I do what random entrepreneurs do, which is, okay, I'll write a book.
Write a book.
See what else, see what that is. And I went through a great process.
Of course you did.
And came out the other side with a book, and then just said, well, let's just see where that goes. Maybe it'll start having, you know, because I had this real concern, which is, I think credit unions are really struggling to figure out how to bring the next generation of members in through the door, how to connect with them, how to build trust online, because we're sort of stuck in the only way we can do it is through a branch, but branches are, you know, not necessarily going to be the best way to do that.
Right.
And there's all sorts of other ways to build those connections. Video is a great forum for that.
No,
that
no.
can be a one-to-many sort of relationship, but how do we actually do that? And so as I went down that, launched the book, and it just kind of took off.
It did. It did, man. It did.
You know, and so that's gone very well. And then I said, all right, well, book's going well. Let me figure out a process to focus on speaking. I mean, really, like, I'm all about recipes, right? Like, well, you know, I'm not just, I'll experiment the first time, but once I figure out how to make the blueberry muffins, I'm gonna, and I like the recipe, I want them to come out the same damn way. Otherwise, it's not a tradition, right? Like, and you know, you think about your things in your life.
I understand.
If the Christmas cookies come out different every year, it's weird, right? Like, it doesn't really have that same emotional connection.
It's all about consistency.
Exactly. Yeah. So to me, that's so that process, and started, you know, being intentional about which stages to target and how to, you know, sort of expand the reach, and that's worked really, really well. And and so then it started being credit unions saying, well, hey, we love the talk, love the book. Can you actually help us do this?
Wow.
And I said, do what? I said, implement the book. I was like, yeah, I guess I can do that. I don't know what that looks like. And so I made a bunch of recipes of what it would look
another
like.
Another playbook for that?
Another, and as the sales guy, it's a salesman's dream, right? Because I'm not actually selling anything.
Yeah.
It's all inbound, because what we do when we help a credit union, we can transform it from top to bottom around the digital strategy that they lay out, that they don't even know they're laying out. They contract with us for a workshop, and one of the things we do is we step them through laying out the plan. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? And the results speak for themselves.
Are there any consistencies that you guys are finding where credit unions want to be? Because we always talk about every credit union is different, and so they're going to have different needs and all that type of stuff. Yeah, but when we're talking digital, are you finding a similar theme that's running through them all?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we find is there's some prerequisites, right? Like, so first piece you got to figure out is, okay, what market are you actually in online? Like, so if you do your keyword research, you figure out why are people ending up at our credit union's website, first of all, and what other competitors are they ending up at, right? That's a key piece of information for your long-term planning. You don't have to do anything with it at first, but you have to know what it looks like and know what the analytics are. Then it's, so it's, the way we do it is kind of choose your own adventure. So you pick whatever of these 40 modules you want to implement.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The reality is we're seeing the first four are almost always the same four the credit union starts with, and partly because we're focused on how do we help them make enough progress fast enough that they get super excited about this, right? That they don't get stuck in the, you know, let me spend, you know, 12 months rebuilding this whole thing, and by the time I get it done, I'm so exhausted I don't want to do anything cool anymore, right? Like, I mean, online banking migration is a perfect example. You may not have the right online banking vendor. So if you're thinking, I got to do digital transformation, I got to switch online banking vendors, well, there's 12 to 18 months of your life you're not getting back.
Oh my gosh, what a headache.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do the online banking conversion. I'm just saying that there's probably a lot easier, lower hanging fruit that you can optimize now, and you can get to that at the point in time when you really know that next round of stuff. So one of the things we're seeing, we use video bomb bombs a lot, which it's ability to send a personalized outbound video message. And so the way we do that is you subscribe to the BombBomb service, We get the CEO together. We start identifying which new members come each week. We coach the CEO on here's how you get your room set up. Here's how you start doing these. Mm-hmm. Here's how you have the right camera. Here's how you have the audio. Mm-hmm. All the things you know.
You talked about that at CU Water Cooler last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was so cool.
And so then we send personalized message of, you know, hey, Mike, I'm Kirk Drake, CEO of blah, 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 Credit Union. Mm-hmm. We just noticed this week that you joined the Credit Union. I'm super excited about that. I wanted to take 30 seconds and welcome you to the Credit Union family mm-hmm. and to take a few seconds to explain the difference between a credit union and a bank.
So, beautiful.
Right. So now we were hitting culture, values, mm-hmm. all the things we care mm-hmm. about as credit unions. Mm-hmm. And then as we get into that, you know, so, you know, really appreciate you taking the time to watch this video. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ever have any support questions or things that you have interest in, please, you know, click below to talk to this person or that. And just boom, 30-second video record. And the CEO can just sit down and record 20 of these mm-hmm. in 10, 15 minutes once a week. Mm-hmm. And you're having this one-on-one personal attention. And
it's the connection.
And you get this super great connection. And the members going, holy crap, the credit union CEO just emailed me. And this is I mean, you get chills when it happens.
And my name. He said my name.
He knew my name, right? Like, and he might even know some other details. But there's a creepiness challenge here. Right?
There's a fine line.
Yeah, I heard you're in the branch and you were talking to Bob. And,
I didn't like that red shirt you were wearing.
And you kept smacking your gum. Like, you can't, you know. But like, as you get into that, then you can start building on that. And it's just a normal funnel flow at that point of, okay, so they got message one. We got that working. Takes about 8 weeks from start to finish to get that module going. And then we move on to module two, which is, you know, something different. You know, maybe it's Facebook advertising mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that.
Which can be very effective if done right. Yes.
It's done right. Exactly. And there are some tricks in it. Like, you can't, I always use dating analogies because I think they're great. You can't take someone from a Facebook ad to marriage. Like, they have to go through normal dating processes.
You do. There's a process.
Do they listen?
There's a playbook.
There isn't.
There's a process.
And then we date for some period of time, right? That's the learning process. Mm-hmm. Then there's a trust process. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and the trust process is, does my family like you? Social proof, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then you meet all the in-laws and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then there's a tribe process. We're engaged for a while, right?
And then trial process.
And then there's the buy. We're actually married, right? And then there's repeat. We have kids. And there's refer. We tell everybody about it.
Okay. So, why do you want to do the kids last?
Process. Yeah, right. Process.
So this is not a perfect analogy, but you get this.
I get the gist.
But the same thing is true with Facebook. You have to go through. We don't have to get the member from non-member to type A
to
member,
mortgage loan. Member. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
What we have to do is get them interested in the credit.
Right.
Right. And we have to solve whatever problem they're trying to
solve. But you did it through a digital process.
Exactly.
So, and that's the effectiveness of it.
What we're doing is we're creating a repeatable process, and we're saving the credit unions time and money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All credit unions need to get here,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them are going to try it on their own, and they're going to start and fail and start and fail and start mm-hmm. and stop. The ones that come with us are going to start and get there,
right? Because we've done it time and time again, put them through a step-by-step process,
and we've tried it at other credit unions. Yep. So we'll have worked out, you know, 80% of the kinks, 90% of the kinks.
Yeah.
But at this point, you know, 5-6 credit unions have gone through that onboarding process, mm-hmm. which means number 7. We've got it buttoned up that much more, and it's just, you know, lessons learned, and there's all sorts of tweaks that we're making constantly mm-hmm. because the other part of it is the technology's changing constantly. The marketplace is changing constantly. What's working today may not be working from 6 months from now, and you may need to rerun that module mm-hmm. 6 months from now mm-hmm. to enhance and improve it. And so it's all about agility, consistently having a definitive process mm-hmm. to refine your processes mm-hmm. and make them, you know, process.
Well, what I like about this is that the processes help out.
Yeah. Yes, thanks, Mike.
But
we called it CU process.
CU process.
No, we're not calling it CU process.
Oh boy, that's another rabbit hole we're going down.
Are we done here?
No, almost. No, but what I like about this is that it shows credit unions that, hey, you know what? This can be done. It's not as enormous as it may seem or sound in the beginning. So, and you guys really kind of lay it
out. Build some early wins, early victories.
Exactly.
And then, you know, all right, so maybe the first session you're doing member videos, but by month 9, your call center's using them to respond to calls that you triggered some response or some problem, and, you know, they call out, you know, hey, we noticed that you overdraft this account.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to let you know about this different way to set up your overdraft in the future.
And that early success promotes further
action. For use. And then you can start tying them together, mm-hmm. right? Now, the member watch video A, maybe they're going to watch mm-hmm. video B. Mm-hmm. And some of the videos need to be personalized. Some can be batched up and be off-the-shelf content, mm-hmm. right? And that are driving leads back into the website. So, you know, just a whole, you know, methodology for doing that. Mm-hmm. And I will add, the main reason why I'm a process freak in that regard is I only like learning things one time. and my attention span
is
so short that I will run through, document the process, get it to about 85%, and I have zero ability to get it beyond that. And so then I bring in, I have other team members who are really good at getting it from 85 to 90, 90, 90 to 95.
The rest of the 15%?
And revisions, because I just know that's not me.
Yeah.
But I can digest 0 to 85 really, really fast over and over and over again.
Okay.
So it seems to work. So, and if I write it down, then I don't ever have to look at it again. Because the next employee comes aboard.
Well, hence
says,
the notebook over here.
Yeah, exactly. The next person who comes in says, how do I do this? Read this, and then let's start from there.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's nothing. I mean, imagine if you're on Harry Potter 7 and they want to talk about Harry Potter 1. How do I get on Harry Potter 7?
Just go read it.
Right, exactly.
And our sales process with credit unions reflects that, right? We don't, a credit union that comes to us doesn't come to us with zero. They come to us because they've read the book. They come to us because they've seen the speech, the CU 2.0 dream speech.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen, you know, they've seen something.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to us as an already knowledgeable prospect that's shown an interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we don't waste a lot of time with people window shopping.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Everything we do at CU 2.0 is about efficiency.
Right.
Is it repeatable and is it efficient?
Mm-hmm.
And can it scale?
Right. Yep. And can it scale?
Yep.
That's a big thing.
Right.
Except
well,
for what Fiore does in the background.
Oh,
we don't
okay.
ask him that question.
Okay. We'll leave that alone.
We leave that alone. If there's cryptocurrency involved, we're going to go ahead and let him do it.
For the hills.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole different show.
Well, I'm trying to think of a wrap-up question here, but I don't know if there is one because you're on such a roll right now, you know? I mean, I'm being serious about that.
There is
no
wrap-up question.
No.
The wrap-up question is, hey, we'll see you at the next show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have some new content for
you.
So
what we should probably do is each time we do this, just say, here's the three things we learned in the last you know, 90 days.
That's a good idea.
And,
there you go.
Let's roll forward.
It'll be the ongoing series.
That implies that I'm going to learn something.
I'll give you a playbook.
Give me a playbook. As long as you don't give me a laptop, we're good.
All right. Good enough. Crayons and paper.
I don't use laptop.
You know, if he's got the orange crayon on his face.
He was working, though.
Right.
I was working hard.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
Buddy.
Always appreciate it. Always an adventure, but in a good way. So
great.
Congrats on the success.
Thank you.
Congrats on the
good
success.
Good to see you, Mike.
Well done.
See you, Mike.
Keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
We'll check you out on the next one.
Sounds good.
The next series.
Cool.